Recording 7.4. Good morning, John. How are you today?
Hi, Katrina. I'm good, but I am more frustrated than I've ever been in my life.
Why is that?
I'm taking Spanish this semester, and I am struggling with the vocabulary right now.
Oh, that's not fun. Why do you think you're struggling with it so much?
Because of the genders. Why does everything have to have a gender in Spanish? I don't understand, and it doesn't really make any sense to me. Spanish is so much harder than English. It's more annoying, too.
Really? I think English is the most difficult language to learn.
No way! English is easier. There are no genders to memorize for words.
That's true, but English is the language of exceptions. For every rule, there are hundreds of exceptions. You have to memorize all the exceptions. In Spanish, we might have genders, but there are very few exceptions for the gender rules.
What rules are there for the genders? They all seem to be random to me.
In Spanish, words that end in O are masculine. Words that end in A are feminine. So the word car in Spanish is carro. Since it ends in O, it makes it masculine, and you use the masculine article el, el carro. However, the word house in Spanish is casa. Since this one ends with an A, it is feminine. With feminine words, you use the feminine article la, la casa.
Wow, I didn't know that. That will make learning Spanish less complicated. The gendered words are just strange to me.
Most languages have genders for their vocabulary. French uses genders as well. Sometimes the genders are the same as Spanish and the other Romance languages. However, they don't have the same rule. In French, the words don't end in O or A like in Spanish. So learning which words are feminine and masculine is trickier than in Spanish. It took me a while to learn them.
I didn't know you know French. How did you learn the genders?
Well, I don't know French yet. One of the ways I'm learning the genders is by learning the article along with the vocabulary word, rather than just learning the vocabulary word. Instead of saying car is voiture, I always say la voiture. In French, car is feminine, but in Spanish, it's masculine. By always including the article, I know if it is masculine or feminine.
That's a great tip. What other suggestions do you have for learning a new language?
The most important thing to remember is that if you never try, you'll never learn. No one will speak a new language perfectly at first, so just speak. Don't be ashamed or embarrassed. The quieter you are, the harder it'll be to get better. Make mistakes and learn from them.
Thanks, Katrina. I struggle with the genders in Spanish, but you're right. I need to be more confident and just speak Spanish.
Yes, exactly. Just be happy you're not learning Zande. They use 4 different types of genders for their words.
That's crazy. I'm glad English doesn't have genders.
Actually, English used to have genders too. Most people don't know that, but the English language did use genders in the past. They stopped using them around the 13th century.
Wow, Katrina, you know a lot about different languages and the history of language.
Yes, I do. One day, I hope to teach other languages to people. I think we should all be multilingual.
Well, you can always tutor me in Spanish.
That would be fun.